Okay, coming up here in this half hour, we're going to tell you the People Magazine Sexiest Men of the Year. Did y'all see the list yesterday?
I know who. I know who it is.
Yeah. I found out I didn't make the cut, so I just been quit paying.
Yeah, it really makes me mad. Not only is this guy sexiest man of the year, but he's married to Scarlett Johansson.
Oh well, all right.
You know, I mean, that's just way too much.
That gave it away to all the people who know that.
I know, but everybody knows.
No, I didn't know until yesterday.
Well, so, but, like you keep up with this.
Really, exactly. So there'll be no pre-dawn Black Friday shopping rampages in Victor, New York, at the Walmart there. Backed by a wave of local outcries, the town has denied the store's request to be open from 11 p.m. until 7 a.m. on November 25th, 26th. The normal hours allowed at the location are from 7 a.m. until 11 p.m. Residents, especially those in the nearby neighborhoods, had several concerns. Among them, light pollution, traffic disruption, and the sound of car doors slamming. Ooh. Remember that if a development's coming near you. Once again, those are the big three. That'd be light pollution, traffic disruption, and most importantly, the sound of car doors slamming. I can remember a city nearby in Brazos County where they had folks who actually came and complained about the smell of cooking meat wafting into their neighborhoods.
Mm.
And so they didn't want a restaurant nearby. They're also worried here in New York about the whole problem of, well, just people who would be shopping at Walmart from 11 p.m. until 7 a.m.
It's an interesting experience if you've never gone.
Yeah, haven't done that. And again, so that's one city. We'll see. It's Victor, New York. Hey, and here you go. Good news if you are a gamer or have one in your family. Yet another study has been produced showing that video games have potential medical benefits. The new research, yes, which is carried out by the University of Rochester, no time soon, looked into the gaming effect on processing visual information. In particular, what they looked at is the ability to pick up on a specific image within all the visual details that fall within your field of vision. You're able, like, maybe to pick out a friend's face in a crowd. You're able to do that faster, apparently. Researchers found that gamers consistently performed better than non-gamers in tests of those skills. The effect was strongest among those who played action games, such as first-person shooters. That's like your favorite game, right, Chase, where you got a gun and you go kill people?
I've got a couple of those.
Yeah, then that's what I guess we mean by first-person shooters. Mm-hmm. Hello.
Every time y'all make that little sound effect tone, I think my car is giving me a low fuel.
Oh, an excellent point. Yes, yes, sir. Thank you. You're exactly right. Yeah, exactly. It's another dummy sound. You're not paying attention. Yeah. Just drop that during the show, right, through the morning. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, just at random times for no reason whatsoever. Are you guys playing that? No, man, I don't know what you're talking about. Is your check engine light on?
Oh, yeah. Okay, but wait a minute. Let's go back. I mean, while you're feeling good about you, how you play a game and you're able to take visual effects and pull them out of your field of vision better than non-gamers, there are some critics out there. There is a chicken and an egg solution here. Although the tests all show an improvement when people are exposed to games, the point that regular gamers do better with particular skills than non-gamers isn't necessarily a straightforward cause and effect. It may instead be that people with inherently better skills to play those action games would have been able to pick out their friends' faces out of the crowds better in the first place. So maybe you're just predisposed to be able to do that. Ooh, and here's good news. It's business as usual at the sixth grade classes in North Brookfield, Massachusetts, in the elementary school there.
Mm-hmm. I'm so relieved.
Yeah, well, you see, some students had used traditional yellow number two pencils, while others had used pens and mechanical pencils, returning them to their desk or shirt pocket when they'd finished. While this may seem normal, last week, Wendy Scott, one of the sixth grade teachers, sent letters home to parents of all those sixth graders announcing that she and Susan LaFlame, whoever Susan might be, were instituting a new rule barring students from carrying any writing implements on their person in a backpack or on the school bus. The memo explained that students would be issued a pencil
for use in class. They would be issued one, and it would be collected at the end of the school day. They cited behavior problems with people who used pens and mechanical pencils because they could, in fact, have, well, they could be weapons. They could be weapons. They could hurt one another.
Oh, my
of course
gosh.
They could. Yeah, they
That's
had
right.
to send offending yeah. students to the principal's office for disciplinary reasons. So now they will hand you your pencil when you walk in, and you'll have to give your pencil back at the end of the day.
What, you know, what would they have done with those compasses that we brought to school? You know, that were daggers. My gosh.
Just want to let you know that if you're in North Brookfield, Massachusetts, your children would be safe from writing implement danger. Hello.
Hello.
Yay.
Hey, girls like guys with skills, like nunchuck skills, ninja skills.
I remember Napoleon Dynamite told us that, did he not?
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah. They like girls like guys with skills. Okay. All right, the National Inflation Association.
What?
That's what they're called.
Are these inflatables?
Well,
or these,
I don't know. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. I'm on it.
Do they have like a giant pumpkin out there right now? Or, you know,
National Inflation or Inflatable?
No, Inflation. No, there's a big difference, I think.
Inflation Association.
National Inflation Association.
Well, inflationists are people who pump up inflatables.
Yeah, no,
you didn't know
yeah
that.
That's right. No, inflation.
Yeah, this is economics.
Yeah,
stuff.
Oh, how boring.
Well, they issued a report on what the future food prices might look like.
Mm. Oh,
due to the Fed's $6 billion quantitative easing. This
we're
is what
go
they're
ahead and be depressed.
Okay. Right. Yeah, this is QE2, okay? You know, if you've heard about QE2, this is what it is. And the reason they're doing this is to scare you so that you'll pull your hair out and run through the street saying we can't put up with this. So it's highly slanted, understand that. But according to them, if you can imagine, an ear of corn would cost $11.43. A 24-ounce loaf of bread would be $23. These folks also project that by the end of this decade, a man's plain white cotton T-shirt at Walmart could cost $55.57. Okay.
Mm.
Right over there. Obviously, it didn't make the Wall Street Journal. But
Soylent Green is people.
That's it. It's out there. Oh, and actually, we do have some sad news for you, and that would be we want to report the passing of Carol Pratt.
Oh, yeah. God, Carol.
We hardly knew ye.
Yeah. How old was Carol?
Actually, a better response.
Yeah. Stop the organ.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I have a better audio response for Carol's passing. That's all right.
Yeah. Was she a comedian?
No, it's a he.
Oh, he was? Oh.
He's the guy who gets credit for the first widespread use of the laugh track.
Oh, well, good riddance.
I knew you'd say that.
Good riddance.
According to the Hollywood Reporter, he worked at a number of sitcoms over the years, having formed his own company to mix in the laughs on shows like, more recently, Married with Children, before that, The Mary Tyler Moore Show. Uh-huh. The longest laugh he ever recorded, as a matter of fact, was while he worked for that company and did The Mary Tyler Moore Show. Died
what
last
was the
week.
Gag? Do you remember?
I don't know. They didn't say what that was.
All right, so here's what's going to happen. Since your material sucks, what we're going to do is we're going to get a bunch of people in the room. We're going to cue them. They're going to laugh. We're going to have low laugh, medium laugh, and then hearty laughter. And then you just sign this contract, and I'll just mix it all together.
We'll make you a star.
Hi, this is Sam at the...